Estevan. The Estevan Community Hamper Association expects that it is going to be another busy year as they do their part to help as many families as possible have a Merry Christmas. The association started accepting applications on November 1, and as of November 3, they already had 40 referrals and requests, according to Char Seaman, who co-chairs the committee alongside Heather Woodhouse. Shelley Damon, Jolie Beta, Carrie Curtis and Jackie McGillicky are the other members. Seaman expects it will be a busy year due to the number of new Ukrainian families in town who need assistance, and based on the information the Estevan Salvation Army has given her for their food hamper needs. They say it's picking up. They've been having lots of people coming in and getting monthly hampers, said Seaman. So, I'm thinking if they're going to be busy, we're going to be busy. Last year the Community Hamper Association filled hundreds of hampers. Seaman said the number of requests for this year is on par with what they had in the first few days of 2021. She expects the hampers will continue to have the same contents this year, despite the challenges associated with the rising cost of food. They might make a few minor tweaks this year. We'll see if the prices go up in the next month. But as it stands right now, the Southern Plains co-op gives us good deals. They get us the stuff when it's on sale. We're really fortunate. An ongoing turkey shortage might cause challenges as well, so Seaman said they might have to supply recipients with a ham and a small turkey. The hampers also include the typical food served for a Christmas dinner, including potatoes, gravy, a salad, a bun and some vegetables. It also includes the food for a Christmas Day breakfast. The association will also operate the Angel Tree and its associated toy store. Hamper recipients with a child or children can drop by the toy store on the designated day and select a toy for each child. A significant change for this year is there will be more toy drives, so they won't have the Angel Tree up as often. The tree will be located at the Estevan Walmart on December 8-11. If we maybe shortened it, the campaign length, it might be more forefront in people's minds, said Seaman. They will need volunteers to fill those 4 days. One day has almost all of its shifts filled. There will also be an angel tree at Mr. Mike's Steakhouse Casual and at Kessel Run Games. There are a few businesses in town that have already committed to having toy drives, and the Estevan Fire Rescue Service and the Estevan RCMP will have a toy drive at Canadian Tire in December. Those who wish to support the Angel Tree when it is set up will take an angel and purchase an age and gender-appropriate gift. Blue angels are for boys and pink are for girls. The angel will have an age inscribed. People can also make a cash donation to allow for more toys to be purchased. Last year there were 430 children on the list for the Angel Tree. There is just such a disparity between the wealthy and those who aren't, said Seaman. There really isn't a lot of middle in this city, and people don't realize how many low-income families there actually are in Estevan. I think a lot of people's eyes have been opened in the last few years as to how many low-income people live in Estevan and the surrounding areas. It's just a really worthy cause. Who would want your kids to wake up in the morning and not have any presents from Santa? What's the first thing the kids hear when they get back to school? What did you get from Santa? And people need to have a good meal on Christmas Day. Hamper recipients will pick up their hampers from December 21-23. The toy store will be open the same day. Locations will not be divulged publicly. People continue to be appreciative of the Hamper Association, she said, and the community support remains strong. If somebody needs a hamper or knows of someone who needs one, they can contact Seaman at 306-421-9182 or the Estevan Salvation Army or St. Giles Anglican Church.